Welcome to the third session of Fluent Spanish 1 audio component. Together, we'll work hard on some of the key vocabulary and structures you already learned in sessions 7 through 9. And that's already the heavy-duty stuff. Things like ser, estar, voy, soy, somos. In other words, the great questions, like to be or not to be. All right, so let's get started. I'll say a word in Spanish, you repeat after me, then I'll give you the meaning in English. Ready? La maleta. The suitcase. One more time. La maleta. Now, how about in the plural form? Las maletas. The suitcases. Remember, just add an S. Las maletas. El pasaporte. That's an easy one. The passport. One more time. Say it with me. Ready? El pasaporte. Su nombre. Your name. One more time. Su nombre. Now, how about this? ¿Cuál es su nombre? Remember this? ¿Cuál es su nombre? ¿Cuál, which, is su nombre, your name? In Spanish, we say, which is your name? ¿Cuál es su nombre? How about this? ¿Cuál es su apellido? Su apellido is your last name. So, if you wanted to ask, what is your last name? You would say, ¿cuál es su apellido? All right, how about this? That one is my suitcase. Esa es mi maleta. One more time. That one is my suitcase. Esa es mi maleta. Remember that for possession, we use ser. Esa es mi maleta. That is my suitcase. Or esa es mi amiga. That is my friend. Mi amiga, my friend. So how would you say, that one is my passport? Ready? Ese es mi pasaporte. That one is my passport. Ese es mi pasaporte. Wonderful. Let's keep going. I'll say some more words, then I'll give you the meaning. Ready? Mi amigo. My friend. Mi colega. My colleague. Su colega. His or her colleague. Or it could also be your colleague. So if I say su casa, it could be his or her house or your house. That one is your house. Ready? Say it with me. Esa es su casa. That one is your house. Esa es su casa. Now, if you wanted to say, that one is my house, what would you say? Ready? Do it with me. Esa es mi casa. One more time. Esa es mi casa. You're doing great. Now, I'm going to say a few phrases. So I'm going to say them first, then you repeat after me, Then I'll give you the meaning in English. Ready? Señora, su pasaporte, por favor. Ma'am, your passport, please. One more time. Señora, su pasaporte, por favor. Let's do the next one. Buenos días. ¿Cómo está? Good morning. How are you? One more time. Buenos días. ¿Cómo está? Or you could also say, ¿Cómo está usted? How are you? ¿Cómo está usted? How about this one? Ella es mi esposa. She is my wife. Ella es mi esposa. How about he is my husband? Ready? Él es mi esposo. One more time, but a bit faster. Él es mi esposo. Great. Now, aquí está su pasaporte. Can you guess what it means? Aquí está su pasaporte. Here is your passport. And with that phrase, we end today's session. You did great, so thank you for working out with me. And remember, guys, if you feel like there's room for improvement, and there always is, do these sessions over and over again. So see you next time. Hasta luego.